33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. It probably isn't a surprise that your cell phone company knows a lot about you, right? I mean, it knows where you are right now, where you were last night. But so what? The phone company doesn't really care where you were last night, frankly. The police might, however. And if they think you might be involved in, say, a crime, they can scoop up your location data after the fact. But now, how would you feel knowing that phone carriers are passing your location data on to third parties and you can't opt out of that sharing? In a recent article for Slate's Future Tense, the magazine's senior technology writer, Will Arimus, wondered why no one seems to care about this. His article is headlined, "The Privacy Scandal That Should Be Bigger Than Cambridge Analytica." Will, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Bigger than Cambridge Analytica? Come on, how so?
All right. Well, bear with me here for a second, because they are two different issues. I mean, as your listeners will recall, the Cambridge Analytica scandal was about Facebook sharing your profile data and your likes and your online behavior with app developers who then went on to use it in shady ways to help out political campaigns, that sort of thing.
Right.
This is a different issue. This is the issue of how the wireless carriers handle your location data. But there is a parallel, and the parallel is they're being careless with it. They're letting third parties, companies you've never heard of, have access to that data that they keep on you and where you are at all times. And they're not making sure that those third parties are keeping that data safe. They're not making sure that nobody gets access to that data who isn't supposed to. And this all broke open a week or two ago with the New York Times piece about this company called Securus. They provide service to prisons so they can help track inmate cell phone use. But it turns out in at least one case, there was a sheriff who was using this location tracking data on just anybody, not just prisoners, but just looking up his colleagues, looking up random private citizens, finding out where they were at any given time.
Now, how do you get that data in the first place? Do you have to subscribe? Do you have to sign some contract with the phone companies? Or how is this data getting out?
So the phone companies are in some states prohibited from sharing your location data directly with law enforcement without a warrant.
Right.
However, there's actually less of a regulatory framework for sharing it with other private companies. So LocationSmart is a company that does mobile location tracking. All right, so say you're a subscriber of Verizon.
Okay.
Verizon, wherever you go with your mobile phone on, they can ping it from the nearest cell tower and figure out which Verizon cell tower you're closest to. But LocationSmart works with all the major wireless carriers. They can combine the information. So Verizon is pinging you from one cell tower, but then they can combine that with information from AT&T. Maybe you're actually closer to an AT&T tower. Mm-hmm. LocationSmart can then pinpoint your location better than any one carrier could do on its own. Now, that's useful for something like a 9/11 call, the emergency responders need to know exactly where you're located, and LocationSmart can help with something like that. But LocationSmart was not safeguarding this data, and a security researcher from Carnegie Mellon was able to go onto their website and find out just where anybody was at any given time.
So, of course, you'd have to know the telephone number of that person, or would you have to know more specifics about their phone, or how would you go about locating someone using this information?
Well, the way it's supposed to work is only if you're a professional client of these companies do you then get access to use this location data for certain approved purposes. However, Securus was actually hacked, and so all those credentials that law enforcement officials had that allowed them special access to this data were then compromised. And who knows where that data is now and who has access to that stuff.
Is this a hypothetical threat, or do you know of any situations where people have actually been tracked using third-party access to this data?
Most of the threat is hypothetical, but it's hypothetical in the sense that we don't know if it's been used or how it's been used. One lawmaker who's very exercised about this and has been sort of leading the charge is a Democratic senator from Oregon, Ron Wyden, a very tech-savvy guy. His staff is tech-savvy. And their concern here is, look, if somebody gets access to this data, they could find out you're not at home, so they can burglarize your house. They could find out that your child is home alone.
Is Congress taking any action? Or what about the FCC? Aren't they supposed to have some rules and regs on how this information is safeguarded?
They are. And so Wyden's office actually wrote a letter to the FCC, and the tech site Ars Technica reported earlier this week that the FCC has indeed taken preliminary steps to look into Location Smart and why they had this vulnerability that let people track other people's locations at all times.
But it sounds like Location Smart may just be the tip of the iceberg. We know about Location Smart now. We don't know what other third parties may actually be using this data, collecting this data, sharing this data.
You're exactly right. And that's, again, where I think the parallel for me comes up to Cambridge Analytica, because we all heard about this case where a researcher got people to take a personality quiz and then used their data and the data of their friends mm-hmm. and then turned that over to a political consulting firm. And one difference, though, is that Facebook closed that loophole back in 2015. The wireless carriers are still sharing this data with these companies, and none of them have as yet, that I know of, pledged to stop working with them.
So I'm curious, do you think that this is going to start to get traction now? Do you sense that people are learning about this and feeling outraged, or is there this sort of passivity, as we've seen in a lot of privacy issues of late?
It just doesn't grab people in the same way as the Facebook Cambridge Analytica scandal did. And my hypothesis is that's because the Facebook scandal was political. People could get angry about who was getting elected by stealing right. their data or that sort of thing. And in general, you know, as a tech reporter, I have seen over the years, it's really only when you have the concrete, dramatic, demonstrated harm that you get the sustained pressure on the companies to change or on the government to intervene.
Will Oremus, Slate's senior technology writer, he co-hosts the podcast If Then. Will, great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.